Boots, check. Ice pick, check. Rope, check.
Yael, are you going somewhere?
I'm off to climb Mount Everest, remember, Dawn? Can't you see me at the summit, claiming new turf for a moment of science?
And gasping for breath.
What? Why?
That's what happens at high altitudes. We live at the bottom of an ocean of air. The higher up you go, the less air there is to press down on you, which also means that there's less oxygen per unit of volume.
Oh, I knew that.
But did you know that if Mount Everest were located in Alaska, you wouldn't be able to reach the summit breathing natural air?
Let's see. I know that as air gets warmer, the molecules in it spread out.
Right. And that makes the atmosphere deeper. In a cold place like Alaska, the molecules don't spread out as much.
So the atmosphere is more dense near the surface and less dense higher up.
What's more, the way the Earth rotates means there is less air over the poles to begin with. The same principle that causes water to move away from the center of a bowl that's spinning on its axis and creep up the sides causes the air on Earth to move away from the poles and concentrate around the equator.
So when you climb a mountain located at a higher latitude, you run out of air sooner. That reminds me that I should probably bring some oxygen.
Unless, of course, this whole trip is a pretext for talking about air pressure.
Don, are you implying I'm full of hot air?
No, never.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amomentofscience.org, where you can also view videos and sign up for podcasts. Once again, our web address, amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.